Hey, greetings. This is Brother James, don'tperish.com, John 4:24 radio. Hope you're all having a great day. Hey, we just got done with our second day preaching at a big festival in central Wisconsin. Hopefully my voice holds out for this. And a topic came up that I want to talk about quickly. I'm calling it festivals and fleshly deception. Festivals and fleshly deception. Yeah, I had a couple people talk to me about this in the streets. Another man emailed me. I want to talk about it. The world and most claimed Sunday churchgoer believers today are unaware of their coming judgment, destruction, and wrath from God. And I want to talk about that, right? Now, as I said, we street preached at this festival. And the topic came up. It's so important, I think I wanted to cover it. It was really impressed upon me, especially one main topic, one main point. I want to get to the main point by building up to it. What I want to talk about is that I tell people as I street preach that they're partaking in these festivals. I don't care what kind of festival it is. It could be a worldly rock festival. It could be an art festival. It could be a food festival. That really doesn't matter. That's not the point. You'll see what the point is. That following these festivals and living as the culture lives, it's to their demise because this is Satan's world. And I'm speaking about people claiming to be born of God as well as people of the world. 2 Corinthians 4:4. In whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ, who is the image of God, should shine into them. So, this verse is about the unbelievers, but it tells us Satan is the God of this world and this culture. And so I preach this all the time, and people don't like it, and you're going to see why. So, men claiming Christ is the real issue here as I preach at these festivals, but they lack the fruit that God's word says they are true disciples. Most of them are false converts by their fruit, by their testimony, and it exposes them. And the big concern, or a main concern, is that the culture of Satan, this culture, is taking people bit by bit away from God, his ways, his truth, his holiness, that alone lead to salvation. And that's the real issue. It's a great danger. Satan is a master deceiver, as we'll see. Now, people always say, or they assume, when I preach against these festivals in the culture, they'll always say, oh, what is wrong with everything about our festival? And are you saying this is all sinful? And that's not what I'm saying at all. I want to be clear. Some food, some good, pure, and true little trinkets or gifts, those things in themselves aren't sinful. But what they're missing, because most of them are void of the Spirit of God, is the bigger spiritual picture. And the points I'm going to make will show that. Again, especially aimed at these people claiming Jesus. This is about truth, and those claiming Jesus should want to walk in the truth, right? Amen. So let me cover some of these points, and then we'll get to my main point. First, number one, true saints are to live holy, and the cultural offerings and festivals do not make us holy. Holy means to be set apart for God. They make us the opposite. They make you like the world, carnal, fleshly, thus unholy. They make you a friend of the world. James 4:4, which says, that makes you God's enemy. Interesting point, huh? Second, these cultural offerings, festivals, fairs, whatever, and I'm just talking about any offering of the world, but this happens to be about festivals. The sights, the sounds, the smells, the desire to please yourself and your flesh. We don't please God in our flesh and pleasure seeking. Romans 8:1 tells us we can't live in the flesh. We must walk in the Spirit or we're condemned. Romans 8:8 says we don't please God in the flesh. The offerings of the world are fleshly, clearly. Third, we're to redeem the time, Ephesians 5. We're to be preaching the gospel, Mark 16. We're to be making disciples, Matthew 28:20. We aren't doing this as we follow the culture in a life of pleasure seeking at just about every corner. Let's be honest too. These people that go to these fairs and festivals and anything that the world offers, they don't do it once a year. These people generally, as a habit, as I did when I lived in the world, they partake of the world's offerings over and over and over via movies, politics, fairs, entertainment, sports, music. Yeah, it's a little by little by little. And it becomes a Galatians 5:9 issue. A little bit of sin affects everything, does it not? It does. Number four, most all of these worldly event people, festgoers, whatever, they lack the biblical fruit of holiness and a transformed life via the biblical gospel. Most of them are just modern church pew sitters who believe in Jesus. But the big problem is, they haven't studied God's word, doctrine, instruction rightly to be following Jesus biblically. And they're not obeying him. Hebrews 5:9 says he made the way of eternal life for those who obey him. Interesting. Number five, it's a bad example as it shows the world around us that God's true people have nothing better to do than entertain their flesh as the world is going to hell. That's not a good witness. Shows them that sharing Christ is less important than fun, gluttonous eating, trinket seeking, seeking fleshly fun at these festivals. Now, we're to be instruments of righteousness per Romans 6:13. Neither yield your members as instruments of unrighteousness but unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. Being like the world does not make us instruments of righteousness, folks. That's just deception, and that's what we're talking about here. Number six, Matthew 22 says, the two great commands, we're supposed to love God with all that we are most, right? Well, people, as we go and preach, love the world and its offerings and their fests and their games and all the other carnal things of the world. They love it more than God. As they spend more hours, more time, more money, seeking the food, the entertainment, the flesh, the trinkets, the thrill, filling up their bellies, it really is idolatry. When you put things above God, and no idolater is going to inherit the kingdom of God. So none of this pleasure seeking in the culture makes you pleasing to God. And this fact I always throw out there, God's people always lived different than the culture around them. Yeah, that's a fact. Look at Israel. Yet today, the churchianity systems, they live just like the pagans. They're linked with them in every way. That's not of God. So I gave you those 6 points, but I want to get to my main point and what really kind of touched me as I was speaking about this. Here's a scripture that I use often to warn the Americans about their worldly ways in these last days. Jesus said this in Matthew 24, 37 through 39. He said, but as in the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking and marrying, and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Wow. Now just ponder that. This verse goes perfect with my warning about people that claim Christ being part of the culture. It's a warning to the world too. And these festivals and fairs and entertainment in fleshly ways. Notice what Jesus says here, saints, or seekers if you're listening. He says they're eating, drinking, marrying, giving in marriage. You know, like I said about the festival themselves, not everything in the festival being sinful. I never said everything in the festival is sinful. But notice what Jesus says, eating, drinking, marrying, giving in marriage. God actually ordained those things, right? We got to feed our body as long as it's not gluttony. We have to drink. Maybe they're not talking about riotous drunkenness, but we have to feed our bodies liquids and water, right? Marrying, God ordained marriage. Marriage is a good thing between a husband and a wife. So what's the issue, Jesus? I mean, what's wrong with having food and having some liquid? Again, hopefully not talking about drunkenness. What's wrong with marrying? Well, what Jesus is aiming at, and I don't know, I guess I've always known this, but it just struck me, this last street preaching and the people that were talking to me about it, defending their sinful festivals, the point that they're missing, as they all try to defend the worldly people and the so-called Christians, their worldly lifestyle, is the fact that the people of Noah's day were so blind. They were so caught up in pleasure of life, just living their lives fully. They missed the wrath of God and the destruction that was coming upon them. Think about that. So they might be doing something that is not sinful, that's distracting them from the fact that they don't see that God's wrath is coming because they live sinful lives. Do you see that deception? Do you see why the festivals and the fairs and the sports and the music and the entertainment, why it's so dangerous? It's Satan's distraction. All right? So why does this wrath and destruction come upon them? If the eating and the drinking and the marrying isn't wrong, why does the wrath, why did it come upon Noah's people or the people of Noah's day? Genesis 6:13, and God said to Noah, the end of all flesh has come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth. So we see in Noah's day, the people were so deceived, so distracted, enjoying their life, eating, drinking, and marrying. They didn't realize how wicked and sinful and violent they were, that God was going to come with this flood and kill them and destroy them. This is the deception I'm talking about. It doesn't mean everything in their festival is sinful. It means what's sinful is their distraction and their non-desire to love and please God and serve God and come out of the world, right? This is America today. As we go and we street preach all over the country, this is America. We see it in the people of the world. We see it in the so-called Christians. Now, I want to be clear. I was dealt with this in the email and in the street. I'm not saying when you go to these festivals that that piece of pizza you're eating is sinful. There's nothing sinful about pizza. I'm not saying you bought a bag of caramel corn, you wicked person, that's sinful. It's not what I'm saying. I'm not even saying if you buy some good, pure, and true trinkets, that, oh, you're wicked and sinful. No, no. That's not what I'm saying at all. All right? That's not what I've ever preached. What I'm talking about is they don't see the world or the so-called Christians, that they're giving their time and their entertainment and pleasure seeking, and most of it is taken up in entertainment, pleasure seeking, the festivals, the games, the sports, the hobbies, and they throw God a scrap on Sunday if they're churchgoers in false churchianity. God won't be mocked this way. You can't live a life of pleasure seeking for yourself and throw God some scraps. That's idolatry, as I've said. That's distracting you from the truth of God. This is why I call these festivals out. These people are worldly, carnal, set for the destruction and wrath of God. And these good, pure, and true, few things at a festival that could be good, pure, and true, are a distraction from their coming demise. Do you see that? What Jesus warned about? They didn't see their coming destruction. Now, when Jesus comes again, it's going to be just that way. He said history is going to repeat itself. And we see it happening today. Just that way. Now, here's another fact for you. How do I know this about the world and the so-called churchianity? How do I know this? Well, the fact that they mock me when I go to these festivals and I just preach the gospel and I lift up Jesus. and I warn them about sin, they mock, they get angry, they tell me, go away, shut up, 99% of them. This shows how far from God they are. Because even while they're there doing their pleasure seeking, they don't want to hear about God. They don't want to see Christ glorified, lifted up with the gospel preached. This shows the depravity, not only of the world, but of the so-called Christians, how far they are from God, how they love their flesh and the pleasure of the world more than they love God or his people. What did Paul say it would be like in the last days? 2 Timothy 3:4. People will be traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. That's exactly what we see when we go street preaching in the world and in the so-called churchianity people. I hope that you see my point. They want the food, the entertainment, the festivals, the sports, whatever it is, more than hearing about, obeying Christ, seeking his truth daily, encouraging other believers. And this is their condemnation. Not the pizza, not the trinkets, not the bag of caramel corn. Their condemnation is what they love above God. It's idolatry, sin, and worldliness. Those people in Noah's day were so distracted by living the good life, eating, drinking, festivals, let's say, marrying, giving in marriage, they didn't even know that they were so far from God. They didn't seek God. They weren't living to please God. Either didn't know or didn't care. They didn't know they were about to be judged by this flood and be destroyed. They were deceived and distracted. And that is what I'm telling you is America and the world today. Romans 12:2 tells us, do not be conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of our mind. That's what I'm talking about. Back then, those people were so conformed to the culture around them, they didn't see God's wrath was upon them. All right? But Noah knew, didn't he? He did. He was a righteous man. He obeyed God. All right? He was righteous. He obeyed God. And he was judging things by God's standard, not the culture standard. He wasn't part of the culture. He wasn't going to their festivals. He was working and obeying God, building an ark. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. If Noah would have been distracted by the culture around him, he would have died in the flood. Yeah, even if he was just eating some food, that's okay. He would have been distracted. And not obeying God, he wouldn't have been seen as righteous. The world today is in the exact same place as Noah's day. By the way, Noah's day was wiped out by violence, right? Yeah, we're living in a violent world. And as I street preach, I can't say it enough. Entertainment, pleasure seeking, the flesh, the God of America is entertainment. Satan's done a good job. He's the God of this world. And they're going to be judged, whether they're worldly or they're Christians, or of the world, or Christians, claiming Christians. They're going to be judged by for their idolatry. Again, it's not about the pizza or the trinkets. It's about the state of their heart. Cold, worldly, unloving, unregenerated. Oh, they know entertainment, sports, politics, festivals. But they don't know God's word. They haven't studied it. They're not hungry for it. They're not striving. Most of them have the fruit of being unregenerated. This is not the fruit of God's people. So we go to warn them so they can turn and find the grace and forgiveness of God before his wrath falls. So all these things I've talked to you about, it shows the reason being united to and partaking of the culture, festivals, entertainment, sports, whatever, it's wrong because it takes your focus off God. It puts you in bad company. It distracts you from what's eternal. It feeds your fleshly desires. It makes you think, hey, look at the rest of the culture. They're fine. I'm fitting in good. As God's destruction is coming, his wrath is coming. They replace God's holy ways with carnal, worldly ways, saying it's okay to be worldly and carnal. When God says no, that makes you my enemy. I didn't send Christ to die to redeem you, to be worldly and to be carnal. We're going to be judged by the Word of God. not the culture standards. Jesus told us that. We live by every word out of the mouth of God, Matthew 4:4. So I will continue as a street preacher to speak against the world's ways at like these festivals. Even though there's good, pure, and true things there, there's deception. They feed the flesh and lead more and more people to their demise. They're not redeeming the time. They're trampling the blood of Christ, the so-called Christians are. Even the world, if they know about Jesus and they live in sin, they're not obeying. They're distracted. They're serving the world and their flesh. They're not seeking God's kingdom first and most. Matthew 6:33. They warp the righteousness of God. They abuse it. The grace of God, they abuse it. They make an unholy life when God has called us to be holy and not be a friend of the world. They also blind you, as Noah's people showed. People in Noah's day, they blind you to the coming wrath of God. People are telling me all the time, God is love, His wrath isn't coming, He doesn't care if we sin a lot, we can be worldly. This is a false God. God is love, grace, and mercy. He's also wrath, justice, and judgment. The world Satan has designed is a great distraction, deceiving mankind in false religion, in the cultural norms. They didn't see God's wrath coming then. They're not going to see it coming in the future. 2 Corinthians 11:14. No marvel then, Satan himself has transformed into an angel of light. Yeah, he's very good at what he does. I see it in the streets. But God's truth and word and spirit is able to overcome that if people will draw near to God. He'll draw near to them instead of drawing near to their worldly ways. History is going to repeat itself per Jesus. It's why we go. We try to wake up the slumbering, spiritually dead neighbors in America and via the internet all around the world, lest they perish in their sin. If you claim Christ, consider this, saints. Before you partake in the world's entertainment, music, festivals, sports, whatever, ask yourself, is this really good, pure, true, worthy, noble? Philippians 4:8. And is it drawing me closer to God and His kingdom? Or is it really taking me further away? That's really the key here. The answer will surprise you. Then you're going to have to kill your flesh. And really, for your own eternal fate, avoid such places. Lest you're going there to share the gospel. I would not want to go to these places anymore. Lest I'm sharing the gospel. Because there's so many things that stumble you, take you away from God, distract you, please your flesh, take you from being a godly person to being a worldly person. That's not the goal of a true Christ seeker. I hope this has helped you to see why Brother James preaches against the festivals, the sporting events, the religious events that are not rooted in holiness and biblical truth. I hope you see why partaking in worldliness and living as the culture is so dangerous, like in Noah's day. It makes you not see the wrath of God coming. You're blinded by the God of this world. Don't be blinded by the God of this world. Have your eyes be opened, be illuminated by the truth of Jesus Christ, His Word, His Spirit. Run to it, cling to it, read it, study it, meditate on it, obey it. Live in it, walking in holiness. Come out of the world, be ye separate. Touch not the unclean thing, and God says He will receive us. Let me know how I can help you in the faith. We love you all. We have another event to do tomorrow at a religious event that we're going to go and preach at. Then we got to get down the road and get headed. We're headed out east for the fall season through Indiana, Ohio, Pennsylvania. Preaching the gospel. Hey, we love you all. Go out and have a glorious day. Don't be worldly. Don't be carnal. Don't be swept away. Don't set yourself up for the wrath of God. Repent and obey the gospel. Till next time, may God be praised.